What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Are you guys pumped for today? I hope you are. I am. I came in the office today and I looked around my environment and I was like, these are the same walls, the same everything I've been looking at now for a long time. And I want to make a change. And so that's what happened today. I'm going to tell you why and what it looks like now. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everybody. So, I'm not going to lie. Today I came in and I was just frustrated at a lot of things. I was like, you know what I need? I need a new view of the world. And so I literally came in and I started ripping things off my desk, moving monitors, shifting things around, moving my computers, moving my desk, like just getting a whole new perspective on the world. And I'm about halfway through it now. My whole office is a nightmare. It was really clean a few minutes ago, but now it's a nightmare. But I want to share this with you because I remember I had one of my first mentors, Matt Fury, when I was getting into this game. I started studying because I wanted to learn marketing, and then you know, lo and behold, he was sneaky and started slipping in all this personal development stuff, which was so good for me. But I remember him, and I'm probably going to say this wrongly. This is back on an old CD that I bought from him way back in the day. So this is like, I couldn't even refine this if I wanted to. But the principle I remember in my head, he talked about just the power. I believe he married someone who's Chinese, and so he studies tons of deep Chinese philosophies and principles and things like that. And I remember talking about, like, you know, any room, there's an energy, right? There's energy in a room. He's like, if you want to change the energy, change the room, right? Like, if you're not feeling the vibe you want or thing, you know, the energy you need to be able to produce or to work or to think or whatever, he's like, literally just change your desk, like move a plant, like it physically changes the energy of the room, like move a picture, move your monitor, move your desk, like just shift things up, like just change things and it'll change the energy of the room and how you produce and how you do everything. I think that, you know, the layout of my office has been good. It's been through a lot of wars. I think that I've been beat up a lot recently, and it's just like, you know what? I need to change. I look at everything from different perspective and different ideas. And so, that's what I'm doing. And so I literally, like all these things I was so proud of. I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, I moved in this office, like these big, huge monitors and this, you know, just all this stuff is just being shredded apart and removing everything, changing everything to change my environment so I can work better. So I want you to think about it for yourself right now. Okay. Think about, and this could be any part of your life. It could be your personal life, your business, your like whatever, right? And in fact, it's interesting. There's a book by Ben Hardy called Willpower Doesn't Work. And sorry, this is a squirrel tangent, but it's important. So he in the Willpower Doesn't Work, he talked about how like you know, look at how people change things in life. They try to change, you know, quit smoking, start making more money, all these things, right? And they have willpower. If I just do these things for 30 days, we'll create a habit or whatever. They're trying to like force things through willpower. And I remember the premise of the book doesn't matter, is basically it didn't matter how much willpower you had, you always would relapse back. And so the only thing that caused sustainable change in people over time was, can you guess? A change of environment. You change the environment, which then makes the habits all easy, right? And that was the secret, right? Like literally moving, physically shifting your body or your environment, like changing things around you. And so, I mean, that could be used at a big scale where you're like, you know, like I'm going to move to a different city. Like that could totally, that's going to change things, right? If you're around a bad group of people and it's easy to fall into your bad habits, if you literally physically move to some other state or different place, that could cause the shift and the energy that you need to make the change, right? Or if you're, you know, like me sitting in an office where you just like need something, like physically shifting the things will change the environment, which now makes it easier to have willpower and, you know, have the things you need to be able to be successful. So again, so coming back to what I was talking about before, is for you to start thinking about like in your personal life, in your business, in your work environment, in your family, in your house, in your right, wherever. Like if things are stuck or stagnant, can you just like radically shift things around? Like what would happen if you did that? Like what would it look like? Like what would you change? What would you move? And what would be the outcome you're hoping for, right? I'm hoping for me just to have more energy. I've tried for the last like 4 days to get this project done. I keep coming in and I just can't get it done. I'm like, I think it's because I'm just stuck in this rut of, you know, that I'm just not happy. I'm like, I need to shift everything. So let me shift everything. And now, Well, I'll find out. I'll know later on today if I'm able to like be in a state where I can get work done. The energy is different. The feeling's different. Now I can start running. And so that's kind of my game plan. So I want to share with you guys right now as I'm in the middle of this cleaning. I'm not going to lie. I want to stop for a minute because I've been cleaning for like and moving things for like an hour and a half. And I was like, I need something to break the energy. So I'm going to do the podcast on this. But I want to give you guys permission to make that change, right? In your home office, or let's say your home bedroom, like move your bed to the other wall, right? Or in your office, like move the desk to a different wall and get a new computer, like throw your old one away, like rip the wallpaper off the wall, get a family picture and move it. Whatever it takes, like try that and feel the energy of the room change and see how that affects you. And keep doing it until you feel like you're in a spot, in a state where it's like, okay, I can get stuff done. I'm actually having success now. All right, this is a short one, but I think you guys got the gist. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we have ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.